everybody, welcome to the TNT Podcast. This is your host, David. With me, as always, my fellow host, Jamie. This is episode 19,
That's
and fall is always in season. Jamie, prophecy has been
Jamie.
Made.
Yeah. Prophecy.
Yep, prophecy.
Predictions. We predicted something.
Without even realizing it.
We saw the future.
We did. We were talking last week about how we wished Snorlax could just do something really utterly terrifying, like Kamehameha somebody, or just
wish he could wake up and do something
badass. Yeah. And then turns out he's getting a Z move where he wakes up and he gets demonized. And then he body slams the other Pokemon into oblivion.
I think the move's called something like Pancake or something. Like, you literally just flatten him into a pancake.
And this also,
which is pretty powerful.
Yeah. This also brings up an important question for me, Jamie. What are Z-moves?
Z-moves? They're moves that Pokemon can only use if they're holding a select item. Similar to how you can only Mega Evolve if you're holding
a Mega Stone. So
you can only use Z-moves if you're holding a Z-Stone.
So, and I'm guessing you can only use that once a match, too. It's like, instead of a Pokemon who has a Z-Mega Evolution, they have a Mega Move or whatever.
I guess either that or there's a certain part of the, it's either like Mega Evolution, you can only do it once, or you have to wait until a certain part of the battles happens or something.
Maybe you have to charge it, like, by getting so many kills. His claws already have to be raked in so many blood before he can obliterate the planet. No, that's a new word for me, obliterate.
He's covered in blood.
Because that V just makes it sound more visceral. Obliterate. Roar. So yeah, Snorlax is now a badass. I'm going to have to pre-order the game now just so I can get that Snorlax.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the announcement. They were like, anyone who pre-orders will get a Munchlax, which,
holds
to be fair, I like Munchlax more than Thing, because Munchlax itself is a very hard Pokemon to get. If you breed a Snorlax, you'll only get a Snorlax, because it needs to be special to make it a Munchlax.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you pre-order the game,
you get a Munchlax, and you get this item for Snorlax. So when it evolves,
it
will just destroy
Snorlax
everything.
Light.
Yep. Snorlax is our new god. Speaking of gods and not gods, you and I play Smite, but that's not what I'm bringing up. I'm bringing up another kind of meta game we play called Overwatch. Everyone plays Overwatch, and everyone gets hard on for it. But
featuring the gods, apparently.
Oh yeah, totally. So, Overwatch news, Jamie. Still no idea who Sombra is. She hasn't been released. That might happen this week, though. But they've put out 3.08, and wow, we have new maps and emotes and stuff.
We have, yep. They released the Reinhardt's home.
The season two stuff is now available for you to pop your chests on.
I briefly went into Smite and Overwatch earlier. I was like, this map, it looks pretty good. And then we started the podcast.
Yep.
So I look forward to going back into Overwatch after the podcast.
Getting a chance to actually see what's
going
on.
Going over everything else. Yeah. Is this the update that did, like, the nerf to Genji and stuff?
Yes.
I'm guessing this was the one. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure, is it now up to date with where the PC is, or
I believe so, yeah. Genji is now officially nerfed. Screw that guy.
Yeah. Which, yeah. Genji's a kind of character where they say he's hard, and you can understand why he's hard, but he's still pretty powerful.
Yeah. Plus, the thing was, too,
deflection,
a lot of his nerfs were based on things characters, people learned to do in advanced techniques that made him a bit too powerful. Like, they're able to get more melee attacks out of using a dash at certain points or something. And that's so our crap just can't fly.
Yeah. He's pretty much one of the few characters who can full-on, deflect shit as well.
Yeah. I think he's one of the only characters that has, actual reflect call.
Yeah. Like, some characters have,
they have shields in the game, but no one else can actually deflect.
Yeah. like, D.Va deflects, but D.Va, like, has a shield, but she don't deflect. And, like, it's the fact that it does so much damage back at you, mm-hmm. and it's almost all, like, it's 100% chance. Like, if he does it in time, then you're always going to take the damage, it's always going to hit you.
Yeah.
There's not really much of a defense against it.
I don't think they changed that ability. Did they? No, I think they mostly made adjustments to his ultimate. And his, the fact that he can no longer spam wall jumps. Like, he used to be able, after he did a wall jump, his double jump would come back. He can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
They did, however, for some, now this is the part I don't understand. They buffed Hanzo.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if he needed that.
By how much?
Like, they increase his hitboxes and things, or his abilities.
Ah.
Doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Did he need that?
No, I don't think he did.
Hanzo's a pretty powerful sniper, I'd say.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever feel like I'm playing against a Hanzo, and, like, I'm thinking to myself, oh, this is tough.
Yeah.
Or this is weak.
No, I've never thought, like, yeah, this is going to screw me. No. So they made him stronger now, because apparently he needed that. I don't think he did.
The thing with Hanzo for me is, if you can have a really good game with Hanzo if you're taking your time and you're being careful and you're...
But you can also have a really good game with Hanzo if you just suck dick and hit everything with your hitboxes that don't actually need to hit the enemy players. Like, he's going to hit near you now. And you're going to die.
Basically, he's going to do his thing. He's going to do his splinter arrows, and they're just going to break off. One of them's going to hit you in the foot, and you're just going to fall over and explode.
More or less.
It's like... Yeah. Like... I definitely feel like he's already at the appropriate level for his character. Like,
well,
I don't
apparently
think
he needed to be stronger.
Yeah. Well, beg to differ with him. I'll say I think he's done quite alright by himself.
Apparently not, because Overwatch, the Overwatch dev said otherwise. I think it's more that... it's just going to be painful. It's going to be painful.
The most annoying thing with Hanzo is that someone playing as Hanzo will just peek around a corner and fire a single arrow and it will just murder you.
Yeah, 98% of Hanzo hits...
his head out and kill you.
He's not aiming for you. You just happen to walk in front of it as he aimed. Yeah, it's just pure chance. Yes. And 98% of the time, the chance is that you're going to die.
Pretty much. And now they've improved that chance to basically 100%.
Yep. Hanzo totally wasn't strong enough for some reason.
I can't wait until next patch where they undo what they just did.
Well, here's what I'm wondering, though. I just thought this up right now. So we know Sombra's coming out soon. What if... she's coming out. What if she comes out and she has a way to, like, completely negate Hanzo?
Yeah. Because we don't know a thing about her character, do we?
We don't know anything about her.
Well, like...
So what if she's, like, anti-Hanzo? And she'll just completely... Yeah. And that's why they're not afraid to make these buffs, because Hanzo will get wrecked. It probably won't happen... But a dude can hope.
I feel like the thing with that, though, is that they wouldn't really know how she'll play against Hanzo, because the thing is, you could play test a character, but that's not necessarily the way that she's going to be played when she goes live for people.
Except for the fact that Hanzo's going to be eating people alive. They're forcing him to do this. Forcing her to be like that. I wish they just released Sombra already. I mean, like, at this point, it's just like, oh, come on, just do it. Just let us know. We just need to know. Let it be.
The thing with Smite as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's one of the trailers for Smite is where they show off, on one of the cinematics they do is like two kids in a museum and then Winston and
Tracer
fighting Reaper and Widowmaker. So that's what I meant. I keep saying the wrong game. It makes sense from where I'm standing. but like, there's this brief moment where the kids in that trailer, mm-hmm. or in that cinematic, go over or mention like six or seven characters.
Yeah, and he mentions Doomfist.
That aren't in the game. Munch's Doomfist, which...
Like, I feel like Doomfist we're going to be getting like him. I don't think he was ever an Overwatch guy, like a good guy to begin with.
No.
But we'll probably get him.
To be fair, Neva's Widowmaker.
Widowmaker and Reaper aren't exactly good people anymore either. Did you know Widowmaker used to be a good person?
She was kidnapped and brainwashed by the Talon.
Yep, and then she murdered her husband.
Overwatch.
And then she, they made her even more crazy.
That's why she's like, I'm a black widow. I just kill. I'm scared of spiders. I used to be scared of spiders, but now I am the spider or something like that.
All that sort of goofy stuff.
One of the things they did to her is they messed her up so much, that's why her skin's blue.
Well, no, what they did was... I was
like, Jesus, that's bad.
I actually understand what sort of, like, I'm not going to say, like, it's a good thing they did, but what they did was they lowered her, how quickly her blood moves, like, her blood pressure.
That's it, yeah.
And so it slowed her down, and the reason they did that, it actually makes sense that you're a sniper.
They took away her heartbeat.
Yeah, they slowed it so much so that it didn't affect her shot. Which I imagine, like, a regular real-life sniper, that's, like, the coolest thing ever. Because that way they don't have to worry about their breathing and stuff as much.
So Doug the sniper, they're like, we're going to make you the best sniper ever, you're going to become blue.
I mean, okay.
Okay. Alright, we're also going to brainwash you a bit to make you a better sniper. That'll be fine too. You might accidentally kill your spouse.
Jamie, that's not like something a normal army would do. Stop lying.
I don't think a normal army would reduce their blood pressure.
If they had the ability to, heck yeah. To get a sniper that good, think about how much more lives they could save that way.
Could you imagine like enemies are like scouting out, they're like, they've got a sniper, okay, it's blue. Ah, oh, shit.
I mean, I imagine they would ask your permission first. But I could see that being a really good thing.
I can't wait for the next Sniper Elite game where your cat is blue.
Hey, I call that Mass Effect 3.
So, what other cat is... Have you got, like, the whole patch notes up for the newest update for Smite?
No, not at all.
Overwatch, or...
Not at all.
Okay.
I just want Sombra to show up already, because it's taken forever her to show up.
Yeah.
I mean, that whole ARG game has gone on way too long. Just tell me who Sombra is.
Overwatch is going to become like a... I wonder if Overwatch will become like Super Smash, where, like, they'll release the next game, and they'll release, like, they'll be like, this cat is returning, this cat is new, this cat is returning.
I don't think so. I don't know about that.
I feel like Overwatch, they've got the power to just have it be this one game and just continue it, but they could try either.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, as someone who's bought the game, I would prefer if they just continue to support the game they're currently doing instead of making new games.
You mean like Destiny 2 is doing?
Yep. They're like, buy this update for Destiny. Also, the next Destiny will be out next in 2017, so it's kind of...
Mm-hmm.
Put more money into a game and an update that you don't know whether or not it would be good or bad.
Yeah, and that you don't even know what's going to be in it.
Yep. Something about wolves. There's a hammer, maybe.
Maybe.
Good luck.
There's a hammer, maybe.
We're talking about. We're Bungie. We made Halo. And then we decided to make the... And then we decided to...
And then Activision told us to make this.
And then we decided we hate everyone, so we decided to fuck them over and their wallets.
Yeah, so and then Activision took control. That was the mistake. No, I don't really think of EA as being evil anymore, especially compared to Activision.
Yeah, Activision the new... Activision,
Activision the new, definitely, like, sitting on the chair. Won the who can be the worst... The crappiest company to their customers.
Yeah. Although, not saying that what they're doing is crappy, but very recently Nintendo did another Direct where they were like, where they were focusing on 3DS stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that a lot of the stuff they announced was just Wii U games being ported to the 3DS.
Yeah, I heard about that.
They were like, Mario Maker on the 3DS. Yoshi's Woolly World on the 3DS.
I think that's because they're trying to get people to play all the Wii U games they didn't while the Wii U was active, since they're pretty much going to get rid of it now. Really,
is that basically them acknowledging that the Wii U's kind of failed? And that
they've acknowledged that a lot of work to a game. They put out a statement like, yeah, we have to do a lot better with our next console. The Wii U was terrible. They came out and said that.
That's why they're not even, like... That's why they're, like, holding on to the Legend of Zelda game, because they don't want to waste it.
Well, no, it's going to be on both.
Yeah, they say that, though, but it's going to be a... It's, everyone's going to refer to it as the...
It's going to play it as our next game,
launch,
right?
Launch console. Yeah, it's going to be the launch for next.
Everyone's going to play as the next game. Everyone in the club played next games.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, there'll be the one person who gets it for Wii U, and that's just because, I don't even know, they'll be like, great, I'm stuck with this now, everyone else is playing it on the other console.
Curse you fools.
I assume it'll work a lot better on the next console rather than the Wii U.
I hope so.
Like, you got it. Like, you hope it'd be that way rather than them just dial it down so it's equal on both. You'd feel pretty annoyed if they were like, it would have been better, but we had to make it good for the Wii U too.
I don't think they'll do that. Nintendo doesn't do that very much. That's not something they do.
No, you gotta have faith in them. It's just to me that it's kind of, it was funny that they were like, this is our new. This is our 3DS line for next year. Most of it's already available on the Wii U.
I can kind of understand why they did it.
Yeah. Did you see they also announced a classic Zelda amiibo?
Oh.
Link amiibo, sorry.
What do you mean? What do you mean by classic?
Classic Link from the early games.
Like
8-bit Link.
Oh.
Like, he's literally got a shield.
Well, I'm going to get a new amiibo for the first time in forever.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's going to be like, you have to continue your collection.
Dang it. Whatever will I do now? I have to buy more amiibos. No. I thought I was done with this life.
Welcome to where I am. I'm like, I'm good, I'm done. And they're like, here's 8 new Super Mario amiibos.
Well, yeah, but you're the one who said I'm going to get all of them. I just want, like, of a specific type. Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
And the other ones. Fire Emblem and Zelda is all I need. I don't need anything else.
Yeah, for now, but next thing they announce the next Fire Emblem game where every character in the game has an amiibo.
No, don't do that.
Collect all 85.
No, I refuse.
Yeah, we got 8-bit Link. Link for Ocarina of Time, Toon Link, and Toon Zelda. They're all new designs, by the way. So, even though you've already got a Toon Link amiibo, you haven't got this one. Which is Nintendo's philosophy.
Yeah,
like,
that is.
You're like, I don't need to buy a Mario amiibo, I've already got one. Well, there's 8.
Well, plus, not all of them work on the same game if you already use them on one, remember?
I suppose.
Because they got limited memory inside those things. They're made for looking, not for
using. Yeah, I
always
forget there's some games that save inside them.
Look, don't play.
Honestly, I mostly use them for the games where all you need them for is to tap once. Like, I recently got Yoshi's
You use them
World.
Mostly for the collectible part.
Yeah. Like, with Mario Kart, you just tapped them and you got costumes for your Mii.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I use them for the cosmetic reasons, which ain't terrible. Like, it's nice to have a little bit of extra content, or,
yeah.
You know, just like, I'm going to race dressed as Pac-Man. But, you know, at the same time, you do acknowledge that you spend about...
How much time actually using that skin?
£15. You spend £15 basically for skin.
Yep.
But, you know, At least you can also say, look, there it is on my shelf.
It makes whatever it makes you says you can live with it.
It's fine. I'm at the moment. I'm also in a good position where I've got most of the collections that I've started. It's just if I decide to start the new one, the new collections.
Yeah.
Like there's those four Kirby Meatbos they came out with. I may or may not go for them.
In other words, you will. I know you, my friend.
Yeah. The thing is, I've got like a Meta Knight, I've got a Kirby, and I've got a King Dedede. But then there's Waddle Dee. Do I want to buy a whole new series of amiibos just so I can have a Waddle Dee amiibo?
You know who would make for a great amiibo?
I don't even
amiibo?
Know what Waddle Dee is.
It's the one with, it's a little like one eyed penguin things. The brown penguin guys.
Yeah. It's basically the servants, right? It's basically the
King
Dedede's Kirby
servants.
But what would be a good amiibo?
The painter Adeline from what game was it? Kirby and the Crystal Shard 64. That game had a following. Yeah. People are very sad that they never saw her again.
That happens with a lot of games. Like, I'm surprised, honestly, because that could have happened with Rosalina from Mario Galaxy. She could have easily just been a one-game character. It's just very lucky that people like
it. It's surprising as to what characters sometimes will continue and not, especially in games where I feel like, well, the thing is, Adeline wouldn't have had much of a point of being in other games. And so not putting her in makes sense, but at the same time, that you occasionally see it, or some companies will do it, where like that character will be in there anyway for like the next 10,000 games, even though they've been dead for 800-900 years before their original debut.
It's a very, when you come up, people can sit down, they can like sketch out a character, and they'll be like, I've made this character for this game. There's a 50-50% chance that she could go on to be the next fan favorite game. You could go to conventions, there'd be people cosplaying her. Or she'll just be someone that people will be like, wow, they'll just hate the character.
And that will be the character everyone will see
and then
from
sometimes,
now on.
And then there's sometimes there's characters that people hate that still would keep coming back.
Yep.
Like, is it Jingles from Zelda?
Jingles? Oh, Tingle, Mr. Tingle. Believe it or not, he actually is somewhat of a cult following.
Yeah, it's not a good cult following. It's like the,
Jamie does not like these people.
It's like the Duck Hunt dog, to be honest. Nobody likes the Duck Hunt dog.
Some people do, believe
it's
it or
just
not.
It's just the Duck Hunt dog there. Do you know, they should have added Cubert. They should have added Cubert to Super Smash. I'm going to say that right now.
Who's that?
Is the orange thing with the big beak that jumps on the boxes and turns them.
What?
He was in a Wreck-It Ralph and he was in a Pixels.
Wreck-It Ralph.
The orange round thing with feet that bounces
and
speaks in like QBs.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Who did I say?
You said it Cubert. You said it like with a C and it kind of threw me off.
Cubert, yeah.
Cubert.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know if the company that even owns him is alive anymore, though, so I don't know who has the rights to him.
Somebody signed the deal for him to show up in
Wreck-It Ralph, yeah.
In a Pixels. In Pixels and Wreck-It Ralph. Somebody wrote down, they put a check in front of someone's face, and they're like, yeah, fuck it, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Make him fall in love with the guy from Frozen.
And then turn into a hot chick.
Yeah, make him get banged and make him have babies.
Because,
you know,
sense.
Everyone...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like he would have been much of a Smash character, though. Because we already had characters that looked very similar to him. And before that starts a tangent about how there are too many Smash characters or too many Fire Emblem characters in Smash Brothers. First of all, go count how many Mario characters there are, then shut your mouth.
Also note... Yeah, take note. Also note that it's Nintendo. Of course, Nintendo are going to jerk themselves off over Mario.
Yeah, and the
I think they should have added a second Sonic character. I think Eggman should have been in the game.
That would be interesting. Or like him in like his cyborg suit, or like his robot suit. That could have been interesting if done properly. Well, kind of like his
final smash was him getting the
similar
suit.
To Baby Bowser. Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be like a cross between Baby Bowser and. I don't really know. Yeah. Wario.
He'd be a cross between Baby Bowser and Wario.
Because he just had like really odd, goofy attacks that I wouldn't take seriously. But would still beat the crap out of you otherwise.
Do you remember when there was that there was that program that Nintendo were like, vote for what characters you want to be in Smash?
Yeah.
Do you remember who our top vote was?
Waluigi.
Who we both made our top vote. No, our top vote was Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh yeah, that's right. But they couldn't get rights to him because Rare's now owned by Microsoft, and Microsoft is about as likely to do that as anything else, as, you know, to go fuck themselves.
Well, there was a thing for a while where Phil Spencer came out, like the head of Xbox. Phil Spencer came out and he's like, I think it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he has a right to authorize that.
That's basically him saying, if it doesn't happen, don't blame me.
I would have liked this, guys. Believe it or not, I have a Wii U at home.
Believe it or not.
It's like, we don't believe
you. Maybe I'm not, I have a Wii U too. It holds open my window.
How funny would that be if, like, behind closed doors, the top three executives of each company just get together and just faff about and play video games?
I like the idea of, like, the president of Sony on stage talking about the PSP and all that. Then he goes behind stage, pulls out his DS, and like, oh, I street pass people.
He plays Pokemon Go in his spare time.
He's playing Pokemon Go. I wouldn't be surprised. I think literally everyone plays Pokemon Go.
Do you think like Microsoft and Sony employees get in trouble for playing that at work? I mean, like, not while they're obviously they would while they're actually working, but I mean,
do you think people have been like, Doug, you're coming out for lunch? He's like, I don't really have the money at the moment. I spent all my money buying excess Pokeballs.
Yeah. And they look at like, this, you bastard, you're playing that game here. How dare you?
He's like, I caught a Snorlax, though. Ugh, and immediately they were just like, Doug, you shouldn't be playing this game at the office. What is wrong with you?
Now tell me where you got that Snorlax. Company.
Where did you catch the damn Snorlax? Tell us or you're fired. He's like, it's not there anymore, you're fired.
Dang it. I knew I should have just left it.
Do you think there's, like, announcements where people walk in, they're like, alright, first announcement, who made the Pokemon gym down the street yellow team? That belongs to Red.
We agreed on
who
this.
Who did it? I found out that somebody in this office plays as Team Instinct. That is unacceptable. Delete your profile and start again.
Well, I don't really see what's wrong with Team Instinct, because on Reddit, there are some amazing comics regarding...
I do love the comics.
And it almost makes me want to... I kind of wish I could switch to Instinct, because the way they depict the Instinct leader is just awesome.
The amount of personality they've added to three generic characters...
Three characters who are never given any personality, yeah.
That aren't even, like... They're just basically concept art. It's basically just two bits of art.
And not anymore.
Until the recent update, they were just silhouettes. That's the funniest bit.
Yep.
And even now, their purpose in the game is nothing really.
But people have given them these personalities for so long now.
One of them told me my Magikarp was really weak, and I was like, yeah, it's a Magikarp. You wouldn't say that when it evolves. I felt like just saying, yeah, tell me what you... It's like, what else is new? It's like them saying, water's wet.
Well, you know, Magikarp is actually extremely powerful if you train it properly. I have seen people sweep entire teams of legendaries using a Magikarp. Because it has that move Flail, so its damage can do a lot, and it has an incredibly fast attack speed.
Yeah, I swear, it can only learn Tackle, Flail, and Splash.
Yeah, but Flail's also really strong. And it has a base speed of 160. Yeah. Or 80, sorry. And that will double in the rain.
Yeah. It's annoying, but if it's basically just a Pokemon that you just need to spend time with, but the thing is, once you get to level 20, it's a Gyarados, like...
I don't know, I've seen people hold off and made a level 50 Magikarp that will sweep gyms.
That's gotta be so much... You gotta put so much effort into that, like...
Yeah, I mean...
To get a strong Magikarp, you'll have to go through, like, levels of it just being shit.
Or just do a lot of EV training. And then once you get Flail level 15, you just start wrecking.
No, I see that.
Fear the Magikarps, man. They remember what happens when they were Magikarps. When they're Gyaradoses, they remember these things.
Yeah. Magikarp to Gyarados is basically the, have you seen that meme at the moment where it's like a picture of two different characters that's like, look out for who you make fun of being ugly at school.
Yeah.
Because this is them now. That's basically what Magikarp and Gyarados is. Don't make fun of me now, because I'll get big and strong and I'll kill you all.
Hmm. Yeah, you don't want to mess with Magikarp. They'll do things to you.
Yeah. They'll just splash you to death. Did you, when you were younger and you played Pokemon, did you ever think that there was a scenario where Splash would do something?
When I first started playing, yeah, I thought that maybe it had hidden conditions.
I always thought if you play on water, then it's meant to do something, or if, like, the field's a certain way. So I would keep pressing Splash on a Magikarp and it would just be like nothing happened. Like, how do you make something happen?
Yeah. I thought that for the longest time.
I think the problem with that is the way it was directed. Like, if it just basically said Magikarp use Splash, it doesn't do anything.
It
used to just say it did nothing happened or it did.
Well, that was probably a limitation of the hardware. Like, they literally could not afford, with how little space they were using, to stick something else in there.
Yeah, they couldn't afford to, like, they added that slight little bit of, like, optimism, like there's a possibility that something could happen.
How funny would it be if in a new game Splash can do something now? Like, you go to use it, and if your Magikarp's level 100. It just becomes an insta-kill move.
What if Magikarp's been... What if Splash, after the first game, Splash has actually been able to do something, but nobody's ever bothered to use Splash anymore, because everyone knows that Splash don't do anything.
Yeah. That would be, like, the greatest turnout ever. Like, no one goes to use Splash, and one day someone uses it, and it's like the water version of Hyper Beam.
Like, you'll see on Reddit one day, guys, I'm playing Pokemon, I accidentally pressed the wrong button. I told my Magikarp to use Splash, and it did this, and it just shows a picture of, like,
Magikarp doing, like, a...
And Mega Evolving. Basically, like... It's basically just an Atom Blast with Magikarp splashing on top of it.
You see Magikarp leap up, and then, like... You see it go Gur and Lagan on somebody.
It basically does the exact same thing Snorlax does, except more powerful.
That would be kind of funny.
That'd be a great, like, basically. Just all them people who's like, everything I knew is wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I knew Magikarp to be
Magikarp weak, is powerless. Good.
Magikarp's good. Up is down. Left is right. The end of the
Magikarp becomes banned in official Pokemon tournaments.
It'd be hilarious if they just made Magikarp banned in all tournaments just for the sake of it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That could get really annoying, I feel.
I hope the idea of Magikarp being a secret badass is pretty funny.
Yeah. I do love the idea of that.
Some guy's like, I was fighting this fishman, his Magikarp used Splash, my entire team died. And when I say died, I mean literally they're dead, they're not coming back. I went to Nurse Joy and
turns out this parts. Nuzlocke mode is activated.
They should do a Pokemon game where, like, all that stuff's built in, like Nuzlocke mode and...
Oh, that'd be cool.
Where every character just has random Pokemon. Like, that's the that's the hard, hard mode. Have you seen that recently on the Wii U with the whole in the store, in the you can now get a Pokemon Snap.
Oh yeah. So have people begun crapping themselves with this news?
I don't know. I'm getting close to downloading it. Like, I'm not doing it at the moment just because I don't really have much Wii U time. But the second I'm down on the, I'm sitting on a Wii U, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to download Pokemon Snap.
Hmm.
I'm going to pull up like a guide to how to get every single Pokemon. I'm be like pushing eggs into lava and stuff.
Was that your game back in the day?
Not really, no. It's not the game. It's not a game I ever had. It's just a game that existed. Like, it's a game that. It's a game like I'd go somewhere and that it'd be there. I'd go to like a friend's house, they'd have it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'd play it, but I'd play it for like 5 minutes and they'd be like, okay, that's enough. And I'm like, ugh. Like, I want to play more. They're like, no.
Hmm.
Let's go outside. I'm like, I don't want to go outside. You go outside and I'll play your Nintendo.
Jamie just wants
to. I also feel like it's one of those games that has. I also think that's one of the games that as a kid I would have just got to a point where, like, I would have just beat the game and, like, barely done anything. Like, I would have got, like, maybe the bare minimum on each level, and then I'd be like, okay, this was fine, I'm done. Nowadays, I could sit at that thing for, like, a month.
Probably. Trying to get you like those explorative Pokemon. Games like that in Minecraft, No Man's Sky and that.
Yeah, I do, like. I still sometimes, like, I've got a Mega Ruby and Pokemon Y.
I've been playing.
I'm at the point
Alpha Sapphire or Alpha Omega Ruby, whatever it's called.
Yeah, but I sit at them now and I'll just be like, especially with Ruby, because they got like this thing where you get this whole map. And it tells you what Pokemon are in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
yeah, that map's a bane of my existence. You haven't found because I'm obsessed with it now.
It'll just say there's one thing you haven't found in this area. It's almost like Pokemon Go. There's a silhouette of a Pokemon. You're like, where the hell is it?
Yeah, that map ruins my life. Or when there wasn't a silhouette for, now you realize you're looking for something else again.
Yeah, like you go in that region, and like sometimes, and then you'll fly to like one of the mirage spots, and there'll be like what. Two Pokemon that don't exist in the region.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to have the energy to collect every Pokemon in a Pokemon game, but
it's exhausting, isn't it?
Physically, I there's 800, Dave.
That's no excuse.
Although I do every month, I do make sure to every month do the mystery gift thing they do at the moment, where you can get a legendary Pokemon.
Yeah. I haven't played Pokemon in like a couple months. No, I didn't even know about that.
Well, currently there's three events going on. You can enter the code Happy to get a Meowth that knows the move Happy Hour or something.
Shh.
You can enter a code
what?
Called Darkrai. You can enter I think it's to do with something, but I don't know. There's a code, like literally the Pokemon site that I saw it from basically said, so it's been discovered you can get a Meowth by doing this code. We don't know what the promotion's about, but do it.
Hmm.
There's this month you can get a Victini.
Oh, that's cool.
The legendary Pokemon. And there's also a code to get a Darkrai if you missed it earlier in the year.
I will have to do that for the Victini.
I did like a Victini.
Yeah.
I liked Victini in Black and White because it was almost like DLC, like, you got the Victini and they'd unlock a little special area of the map you couldn't go to otherwise.
Oh, I never knew that.
That you'd go to a clock to. Like, the whole. You'd just get to, like, maybe, like, the third town and there'd just be a clock tower. And, like, if you had the Victini event downloaded, you'd go into the clock tower, you'd fight a couple of bad guys, and then there'd just be the Victini at the end that you'd catch. Like, you don't even get it. You get, like, the option to catch it. But I think, like, if you kill it, it just keeps coming back.
Okay, awesome. I was about to say, if you only get the one option, that would be frustrating.
Imagine DLC where, at the end, like, there's only a 50-50% chance that you'll actually be able to do it.
Yeah, that would drive most people off the wall, myself included. I would freak out pretty hard.
But yeah, there was that one. There's like a few in different games. And very much with the what they call the event legendaries, where you have to download to get them. Like, there's no other way to find them.
Or they still exist, like give Mew. A little.
Yeah, like Mew. But has Mew legitimately existed in any game?
At some points, yes. I think there's like 5% of Mews out that exist are legitimate.
That's crazy. Yeah. But like, that's the thing, like, and like, if I had the energy, I would sit down for like, it'd take me a day right now if I wanted to put all my Pokemon in one game. Like, if I wanted to move everything up. I don't even think I'd have the space. Like, between, about, I think I've got like 7 different Pokemon games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, between all 7 of them, if I wanted to put them on the most recent game, probably take me a few hours.
Probably.
And even then, there's not even a chance that they'd all be alive.
What?
Like, I told you about this. I got the fear where one of my Pokemon games has become corrupted and that all my Pokemon are dead.
Yeah, but that was just... That wasn't real.
It could be.
Okay.
It could exist. I could have lost Hank. Earlier today, I tried to find out what game my shiny was on.
Mm-hmm.
I looked on 4 different games and couldn't find it. And now I'm kind of freaking out about that. Because, like, my legitimate shiny Pokemon that I ever found. You remember the one, it's the Trevant thing. Like, it's white with... It's, like, albino with ginger leaves.
Can't remember much, actually, but okay.
I think I told you about this ages ago. I'm sure I got it on Pokemon X, because it's from that generation. I just can't find it on any of my up-to-date games.
Hmm.
So now I'm just sad that I lost my shiny. My legitimate shiny. But, oh well. Life goes on.
Yeah.
But, we were...
Yeah, go ahead.
But there was a, Pokemon Go had, like, a leak where, like, some information about what they're going to be adding to the game came out.
Mm-hmm.
So then they were, like, they came out and they're like, okay, we might as well just officially announce it. They announced that their next update will be a buddy system in which you can select a Pokemon to be your buddy, and as you walk, you'll collect candies for that Pokemon.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm a little happy about that, because that means that legendaries won't be crap now. They'll have a reason.
Yeah. I think, like, I with a lot of people, believe that I'm going to... My first pick will be Magikarp. Just to get the 400 candies, I need to evolve it.
Yeah. I don't have one of those yet, though.
You've not got... Oh.
I don't play a lot, remember?
True. But it's a nice idea, because, like...
Yeah.
There's some Pokemon that you can, like, be lucky and you can discover once. And then, like, you're screwed because you can't get any candy to level out further and you're just...
Yes.
It's just going to always be weak. So it's nice that you can just go through your list and be like...
Who do I want with me for this
And you can be
now?
Like... You can be like, okay, I want to make this Pokemon a bit stronger. I'm just going to take it for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's nothing... They haven't said anything else about it. But it's not really... It's kind of surprising, because I thought they'd be more focused on getting, like, things like trading out.
Yeah. But I guess this also makes sense, because it's addressing one of the main issues the game has right now. And that's the lack of candies for certain types of Pokemon.
True. It's probably the very strong difficulty it is into collecting certain Pokemon. It's also nice that you can now just have a Pokemon and you don't have to like you can get to the point now where you don't have to worry about capturing like a billion Eevees to get all the Eevees.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could just take an Eevee for a walk. You could go for like a 20-minute walk with an Eevee, get a few candies for it, and then there you go, you have an evolution.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty nice.
It's got to be better for like people like you when you're like areas where you don't get that much of a variety.
Yeah, like just canopies and
have,
beetles.
You can get the stuff. But at least now you can get, if you do have like a, one of the, like if you hatch sight from an egg,
mm-hmm.
at least you can put that thing as your buddy and then get all the candies you need for it.
I think the instead of just thinking, most okay, interesting I've got about one, now egg what is Jinx.
Oh wow!
And doesn't but the thing is, it doesn't evolve using candies or anything, so there's no point in me having them.
No, it doesn't. Yeah,
it's like, oh well, that's okay.
This is kind of the thing. Like, you hatch an egg and you'll get like a Pokemon that doesn't evolve. You're like, oh, this is great. Can't really do anything else with it now. I'll just leave it here.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot.
Unless it's super strong. But besides that, like, you just
basically, yeah, you're just pretty much
screwed. Yay, I got it. You're like, yeah, I got a Snorlax. Good Snorlax.
So, I think there is another piece of news, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's something else.
There has to be. I just don't know what.
There has to be exactly... There's to be exactly 1 hour worth of news to get through the podcast.
Well, actually, it's more like there usually is half an hour worth of news or 20 minutes. And then there's another 40 minutes of us just faffing about.
We do a lot of faff a lot.
What were you about to say there?
I was going to say we do faff a lot, but I went, we do faff a lot.
Okay, not then what I was afraid you might say.
Oh. Of course not. I wouldn't say things like that on this podcast.
Yeah, on the podcast,
I wouldn't even.
I should be concerned.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm concerned last night over seeing the ideas that go through your heads when it comes up to making wrestling characters.
Yeah, so last night we played WWE 2K16 together with some friends. There were some great characters. Although I'm a little put out by you guys. I was one of the only ones who made more than one character. I made four.
I had two. Didn't you see my second character? I had Patient Zero and Vampire Hunter.
Oh, that's right. You made it. Yeah, he was like a regular dude. He doesn't count.
He's a regular dude that hunts vampires, Dave.
Yeah, but there wasn't anything humorous or funny about him. But... I happen to
he's
make
not meant to
two
be the funny,
funny
one.
Characters,
meant to be legit one.
A cool one, and then I made one at the last second that was also kind of funny.
Yeah. I think my She-Ape was pretty funny, too.
Yeah.
She was literally just a woman wearing a monkey suit and a skull.
I'm most too proud of H2 Nayman.
When you revealed that, like, Charlie just lost it. And then he had the spark of making...
And then he made H2 Man's girlfriend, yeah. That was pretty great. It was just like, I don't think I've ever heard Charlie just laugh so hard before. We definitely are going to be playing that game again, though. That it's still free right now on the Xbox One. It's,
No, it's not. Is it?
Yeah, it should be for the next 15 days. Or next 12 days as of this recording. It's not what I'd call a technically great game, but it's funny enough that
it doesn't...
if you have some friends to play with, you won't care. The biggest drawback I had wasn't the crappy load times or lobbies. There were no intros if you play online. Which I thought
was
really stupid.
That was a pretty sad thing, because that has been a great introduction to all our different characters.
Yeah, I was so looking forward to you guys meeting H2 Nayman and Dynamic Diarrhea that way.
Oh yeah, we should mention your other character was a guy that was just covered in his own shit.
Yeah, because it was a fetish.
It even went down one of his legs.
Yep.
But just one. Just the and one, it, though. The other one was clear.
Yeah. People were horrifically horrified by that. It was funny.
Yeah. And then there was Griever with his generic...
He was just... He made a normal guy. I was a little bit let down.
George made himself, but then he also made Dead himself.
Yeah, he made himself and then he made Shirtless himself. Or rather, he made himself if he was 2 feet taller.
What was the name of Charlie's character?
Little Nummy.
Little Nummy, yeah, was it. Yeah, he was like a spokesperson for...
Tostitos.
For Pizza Rolls.
He came from the old country.
The, the old country that somehow doesn't exist. And for some reason, Zack thought he was Japanese.
Yeah, I'm not sure that
he
was
had a tail and a headdress. Nah. Oh yeah, and we should and Zack's character was basically the living embodiment of America.
Yeah, that's right.
And Tiberius had Shere Khan.
Yeah.
From the Jungle Book, which was also pretty funny to me. It's good to like see everyone sit down and come up with real great character designs.
Yeah.
But knowing how that game engine works and stuff, I don't know how Jake does
How Jake's characters. Made
12. He's made 10 admins and then.
And he actually goes and like edits things. Moves and the taunts and stuff too. That's the crazy part.
Yeah. Yeah. I when it came to the moves for my character, I just maxed out everything to make him super OP, and that was kind of it. I was just like, okay, this is me done with him.
All right, I got this.
My guy was Patient Zero. He was yellow skinned with blue underneath.
Yeah, he had some blue scars there. Not sure why.
Yeah, he was shot in the chest. I was going to explain through the video that he was because his name was the bit that was his name was the funny bit to me. Because his name was Alvin Justin Long, which is a joke to the fact that Justin Long was in the Alvin and the Chipmunk movies. And then his Twitter handle was at David Cross, who was also in the Alvin and the Chipmunk movies.
Nice.
And his backstory was that he was just a normal guy who got bitten by rodents, and it turned his skin green, and it turned his skin yellow, and his blue, and his blood blue. And then basically he's just been going through life, and he's decided this is where what he's going to do.
This is what he can do now. This is where his life is.
He decided. Well, I'm horrifically scarred. My body's poisoned.
I might as well.
I probably haven't got much long to live. I might as well fight a horse and a guy covered in shit.
And those are just my characters too. I like how everyone brings up my characters as like the weird ones.
Well, Dave, everything you made.
I mean, that was the point: is to make funny characters, and I made characters that drew laughs.
You did win. You won the character creation. I don't think you won any matches though.
I won the very first match, and then after that everyone was like, alright, Dave knows what he's doing. Don't let Dave win. When really, Dave has just got lucky.
Yeah, there was one match where there was five of us, so we had to have an AI play. The AI was pretty OP, so we had decided to gang up on the AI. But it killed Dave. It was Charlie and someone who would. It wasn't Charlie. Fuck. There was two people left.
Tiberius and James.
And Griever, I think.
Yeah.
And yeah.
We were just trying desperately to get this guy, but he just wouldn't go out.
You were screaming at them to like get him out of the ring. Throw him out the ring.
Yeah, he just wouldn't be pinned or something.
And you were getting mad that they defeated you, and I was just like, how did they defeat you, though? They can't even defeat this guy.
Oh, no, that was, that was Zach trying to get beaten by George, getting beaten by George and Charlie after he picked on me. And we, like, I managed to talk the other two into ganging up on him.
And then after ages, Charlie just managed to push George out.
Yeah. And that's the best part, is it like, they beat him together, and then they couldn't figure out how to win.
They were the smallest characters as well. Every other character was huge. They were the two tiny ones, and they went, and they got to the end.
Yeah, we just overlooked them.
And the thing with the game as well is the game has terrible load times, so it took us maybe like...
It took us just as long to get into a match as to be in the match.
It took us half an hour to get into a game, and about 5 minutes into the game, James just gets knocked out. And he was like, great, thanks. Which I found pretty funny.
Oh, it was. And he just had to sit there the rest of the time.
It's one of the games that I'd have loved to have continued playing, like, all night long. I just wish the game had been a bit faster between games. Yes.
Also, that the character intros would have worked. That would have helped a lot.
Yeah. Character intros also would have been pretty...
pretty nice.
Good to have, but... you can't always... you can't always be lucky with that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for a game that cost none of us anything to play...
We did have a good time with it.
It was... We had a great time. I think most of the laughs were just at how dumb all the characters looked.
Yeah, it was just a fun game to just faff about with. It's a great faffing game.
It was.
Now, if you played it seriously, I'm sure you'd be enraged all the time. But in terms of just having fun, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I've been playing a bit of the career mode. That's not as fun.
No.
I was having a fight, I was, like, doing my entrance, and another wrestler, like an AI wrestler, comes along and starts beating me up before they get my match.
Oh,
like,
wow.
He hijacked my match to beat me up.
Jeez.
Because he hates me. So then I'm getting interviewed, and the woman's looking at me, and she's like, I heard you're very injured now. What do you say about it? And I just say, and I just start this whole hate thing about how, I don't take the pain, I give it.
And then you got beat up again?
And that's part of the aim. And then you do that and your stats... like my personality stats for aggression went up. So now I'm apparently a very aggressive guy because someone else beat me up and a news reporter tried to make claims that I was terribly injured.
Hmm.
But apparently that makes me a bad person.
Shit. Well, just because you're more aggressive doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means you're more aggressive.
Yeah, so in my wrestling career, I'm currently getting bullied by other wrestlers and have apparently been accused of being very angry.
You're an angry man who gets his butt kicked. That's what it comes down to.
I'll tell you what, Triple H isn't happy with me. I'll also say the game has a... basically, if you're not a wrestler character, which the news reporter lady isn't, they don't give a fuck about how the character looks.
Oh, no.
Basically, her mouth just opens up like Predator.
Yeah. Yeah, the game knows what it's about. It knows why it's there. Who knows, though? Maybe in 2K17, we'll get the character intros that we so desperately deserve.
We'll get better-looking characters and intros for multiplayer. Or at least the option, like... I understand why they take it out, but
yeah.
You'd think they'd at least off
give it. Well, they took it off because apparently it was like too difficult to do for before. I'm not sure about that though.
I just wish we could have at least watched them while we were waiting for the game to.
Oh yeah, that would have been a great sometimes. Idea.
Like, because honestly, the 20 minutes we spend waiting to get in a game was about just the amount of time it would take for all the characters to do their intros. I had a great intro as well.
Yeah.
I'm really sad.
Yeah, I was looking forward to doing my intro.
But besides that, I'd say last night's debauchery was something...
it was a success, I'd say.
Very enjoyable.
Yeah. So, yeah. WWE 2K16.
You know,
play those games for fun, not for seriousness. And you will laugh like you have never laughed before.
Yeah. And speaking of successes, Dave...
yes,
I would say that this is about this podcast has been a success.
It has been, but like all successes, it's time to hang up our capes before our successes make us too full of ourselves. So thanks everybody for listening.
Every success has to come to an end, and this is the end.
And we will talk to you later. Good night, everybody.
See you next time.
Yeah, that was kind of that was a really bad intro, wasn't it?
Bad intro. You mean a bad outro?
That too. No, we'll do better
next
time.
This is the intro for the after show of the podcast. This is the after
show.
We'll
do better next time. We'll do better next time. Good night, everybody.